Welcome back. This is Coach Kelly with another edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. In this edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report, I'd like to give you a recap of the 2018 Top City Wrestling Summer League. The 2018 Top City Summer Wrestling League came to a close on Thursday evening, June 28th, in the Seaman Middle School gym. The four evenings of competition span the course of four Thursdays in June. Close to 500 matches were wrestled in high school and middle school divisions. The high school team race was especially intriguing, with Bonner Springs and Holton's team fired up, vying for top spots with the Rossville Dogs in close proximity. Several competitive matches made the team race tighten heading into the final night of competition, with Holton holding a 4-point lead over the Braves. After the dust settled, there was not a margin of victory to be had. The two teams were locked in a tie. Each had accumulated 200 points over the course of the weekly competition, with Rossville coming in a distant third. The middle school division lacked the depth of competition in the team race. Holton racked up 168 points to outdistance runner-up Lansing by 56 points. Justin Shields of Lansing was named middle school outstanding wrestler, and Rossville's Alex Archer took the honors in the high school division. The most falls and the least amount of time award went to Holton's Dalton Rausch in the middle school division, and to Seaman's Dylan Williams in the high school division. On behalf of Top City Wrestling Summer League Commissioner Mark Stanley, we want to thank everybody who participated and helped run the event to make it a success. Please take a minute, actually three, to watch the 2018 summary video that can be seen on the Seaman Wrestling Twitter account, which is at Seaman Wrestling. As far as results for the Seaman participants, we had seven high schoolers participate in the league this summer. Anywhere from 1 week to all 4 weeks, and we had one middle schooler. For the high schoolers, we had Kyle Adams, who finished an even 6-6 over the course of the 4 weeks. He did participate in all 4 weeks, and he had one fall. Chandler Busing participated in one of the weeks. Bailey Meredith was there for two of the nights, as well as Mason Frederick was there two nights. Zach Boucher and Jared Kerr were both there on the final evening, with Kerr going 3-0 and showing a lot of improvement. Expect big things out of Jared next season. Dylan Williams kind of headlined the Seaman participants. He went 11-1 over the course of the 4 weeks with nine falls. He was he was awarded the most falls in the least amount of time with those nine out of his 11 wins. And his one loss was by a major decision to an opponent from Bonner Springs. And interestingly enough, he beat that opponent the next day after week one when he got beat. And he beat him by a major decision. So it was a really good good run for Dylan. And he's showing a lot of improvement and a lot of heart out there. Speaking to his heart, you can, look at that Twitter account, at Seaman Wrestling, to see a video that was posted where he was down by 7 points with 11 seconds remaining on the clock, and he pulled that one out. I'll let you take a look at it to see it for yourself. In the middle school division, Lane Anderson was Seaman's only competitor, and he did compete all four nights. Again, and just in closing, want to thank everybody that helped out in running the event. It takes a lot of work. We have to set up the gym each week, roll out the mats, tape them, set up the clocks. So it really takes a lot of efforts to get the thing set up and then to run it. We table workers, refs, head table. It really takes a lot of work, and then of course to tear down each week. So we want to thank everybody that helped out, and hopefully we can get a little bit more participation. I think those that did participate really saw it as a valuable event. We've had a lot of positive comments from others that did participate in it, and there was we do Madison bracketing so that there's not weight classes but kind of weight categories, so you don't see the same guys every week, and there was really some competitive matchups, especially in that middle weight from about 160 to about 168, and then again in the lower weight classes. In fact, I mentioned Kyle Adams went 6-6, but one of his wins was over a competitor that made the all-tournament team, so it was a very good go for him. That's all for this edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. Our next stop on our off-season agenda is the Sunflower State Games. Those take place July 14th, Saturday, July 14th. There is a takedown tournament as well as a folk style tournament involved in there. And it's at the Expo Center, so a really nice environment along with some other sports as well. You need to register for that individually online. You can go to sunflowerstategames.com and pull down the menu to wrestling and just step you through the process of getting registered. So hope to see you at the 2018 Sunflower State Games. That's all for this edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.